Today is December 6, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment. Blizzard grips Grace Harbor. Snow, which started falling in Hoquiam yesterday morning about 6 o'clock, continued almost without interruption all day until 11 o'clock last night, laying a blanket of from 8 to 10 inches on the level and drifting in places to a depth of 18 inches in the city. Logging operators, who could be reached last night, declared if the storm continued, there was no question but that the camps would be forced to close and would result in closing of the mills. After about an hour's delay, snow started again at midnight and was falling steadily at 2 o'clock this morning when it again let up. The Eureka Mill, which has been temporarily operating a night shift, ran for an hour and shut down. Grace Harbor Mill shut down at 9:30 o'clock. The Northwestern Mill, which has also been operating nights, did not start last night. The National Mill kept a crew of men busy in the yard last night, attempting to keep it clear that the steamer Hornet might be loaded today. Steamer Santium, which completed loading yesterday at the National, dropped down the harbor, but returned owing to bad weather at the bar. The steamer Long Beach is tied up at the mill, loaded, waiting for favorable weather. The Wilpolo at the Grace Harbor Mill was due to shift to the National today. Otto Rosner of the National said that the word from the company's camps at Saginaw yesterday morning was that the snow was falling and indications were that they would have to close down. In other news, find young man dead in bath at Aberdeen home. Roy G. Peterson, 23, invalid son of Daniel Peterson of 395 West 3rd Street, was found dead in a bathtub at his father's house late Monday afternoon. The young man had been an invalid for several years. His father and mother were absent from the home at the time. The nurse, Mrs. Carlson, was present when he went to the bathroom. Hearing a splash, she became alarmed and went to the door calling, but without response. Unable to enter, she called the father, who arrived from downtown several minutes later, and forced the door of the bathroom, finding Roy face down in 3 or 4 inches of water. Efforts to resuscitate failed. A bruise over one eye led to the belief that a blow from the fall led to an unconsciousness and later death by drowning. Roy was born in Aberdeen, educated in the public schools and later at the University of Washington. He joined the Naval Reserve at the age of 18 and was at training camp in Seattle until the end of the war, when he resumed work at the university but was forced to quit on account of ill health. He is survived by his parents and a younger sister. The body is at the Whiteside Undertaking Parlors awaiting funeral arrangements. And finally, Indian wrecks car and lands in jail. Crawling from beneath his automobile, which had lost its rear wheels, crushed its top, and broken the windshield as it rolled over twice after leaving the pavement at Lincoln and Perry Streets, James Heisman, Indian, grinned broadly and started off up the street, according to witnesses to the accident, which happened yesterday afternoon. Shortly afterwards, the police car, carrying Detective Dave Johnson and Patrolman Sharpley, pulled up on the scene and then gave chase. Heisman was booked at police headquarters on a charge of being drunk and with driving a car while intoxicated. Headquarters had been notified a few times previously that an Indian appeared to be driving recklessly on Riverside, but when they arrived, he had already passed through town. They began the search in the downtown section until the call came from Lincoln Street that a car had been wrecked. The driver was an Indian. This was originally printed in the Grays Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on December 6, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring your Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. And this Sunday, December 11th, we invite you to join us from noon to 4 for our annual Christmas open house. Admission is free for the day, though we welcome donations for the local food bank. We've decorated the mansion for the holidays and are well stocked in the museum store for the history lover on your list. Through the end of the year, we're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment.